Good afternoon, Glinda.
G'day, Brooke. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. And yourself?
Oh, it's a lovely magic day. I'm in a very good mood.
Well, that's good. So how did the organisation form?
Well, the organisation is just my farm. Organisation always sounds like a club or something like that. But Alpaca Magic was formed when I split up a partnership with my brother, and we had cattle, and I thought, now what can I do by myself? And I thought alpacas when I saw one, because I thought that's a magic little creature. And then about a year later I found llamas, and then after that I thought, I like alpacas, but llamas, wow, love them. So and then I ended up, I still call myself Alpaca Magic because that's what I registered myself at. But I've got about 140 llamas and only about 60 alpacas. I'm planning on that ratio of llamas increasing.
Yeah.
And alpacas decreasing. And we have donkeys too, which are very interesting.
They're pretty nice.
Yeah. So, and once upon a time, I used this as strictly educational. So I'll have people from, say, Sydney Uni come down to do their work experience, the vet students and the vet bio students, and they come down and do some work experience with me. And I have people that just want to learn about llamas, so they come out and sort of like doing like an apprenticeship, because they come out here and learn lots about animals and llamas in particular. That's pretty fun too.
What do you think is so appealing about llamas and alpacas?
Well, I think the appealing thing about alpacas is that they sort of look like a very long-legged poodle. You know, they're cutesy. There's no two ways about them. They're cutesy. And if you want a paddock ornament, they're beautiful. If you want an animal that produces an elite fleece, they're beautiful. If you want an animal that's not hard to handle, they're beautiful. But if you want a companion animal, as in a companion to a human, the llamas leave them for dead. The llamas actually want to be with people. The alpacas tolerate it. Now, some alpacas are much nicer than others, of course, and some llamas aren't nice. But for the most part, the llamas are more inclined to want to be with people and to come up for a scratch, whereas the alpacas will say, just because you gave me a treat, don't think that means you can put your hands on me. So there's the big difference. So the llama fleece isn't as good as the alpaca fleece. Look, it's certainly not for commercial use. It's fine for the point of view of home spinners and things, because they like things that are different, which is really nice. The alpacas are preferred to be in one colour. And from my point of view, the more colours on a llama, the better I like it. So different people like different things, of course. But we take the llamas on walks, like you'd walk a dog, only they're a lot less trouble to walk than a dog. And people really enjoy that, and you can put a pack on their back and you can go for a picnic. The llama carries the food and you carry the rope, which is not bad. So you can also teach them to pull a cart, and that's also good fun too, and driving them rather than just walking. That's nice too. So I guess if you want the animal to interact with the llamas, if you want the animal to look at, or for the fleece, the alpacas it. So they both have their uses.
Yeah, definitely. And coming from an outsider who doesn't really know too much about the difference between llamas and alpacas, how can you generally spot the difference between the two when you see them?
Well, the short answer to that is 100 kilos. The alpaca weighs about 60. The llama weighs about 160. So as you can see, they're like twice the size, three times the size, really. So a llama is probably going to look you in the face, and an alpaca is probably going to look you in the chest. So now the alpacas sort of have the cutesy little fluffy faces and things, and the llamas tend to look very, majestic would be a good name for them. And they look like they own the world. They look like Donald Trump in that way, you know, like I own everything. I'm it. So they look a bit like that. And the alpacas are a bit more like I'm very cute and I'm special. And that's it. So I enjoy the llamas more because there's more personality to work with. So it's sort of like I like dogs better than I like cats. If you like cats better, you might think the alpacas are fine because they're on their own terms. But my ego says I like to play with the llamas and I want them to play back. So that might be just the thing in my temperament, I think, as well as theirs. So it's a question what you enjoy, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. And what would you say are the benefits of having alpacas and llamas as pets?
Well, if you want pets, to me a pet is something like the dog you can throw the ball to and it wants to be with you. Therefore, to me, a llama is a pet. It wants to be with you. It wants a scratch. It doesn't just want you to hand feed it, although that's pretty good. But they're happy with a scratch. An alpaca, on the other hand, is very happy with its own company and it does what suits it. And if you call it up and it wants feed, it'll come. But if it doesn't want the feed, it's not going to come. And if it eats its meal and then you think you can put your hands on it, well, no, not if it doesn't suit the llama, the alpaca. Whereas the llama, it almost never doesn't suit because they actually enjoy you scratching them and patting them, things like that. And the alpacas generally don't so much. So for me, the llamas are it. I've still got alpacas and I don't see a time when I wouldn't have them, but the llamas are my love and my passion, and the alpacas are just interesting.
Yeah, definitely. They both are very cute animals as well. And what are some of the up-and-coming events happening with Alpaca Magic?
Well, we have all the info on the website, which is www.alpacamagic.com.au. So it's all there on the events calendar. But we have coming up this weekend, we've got needle felting, and then we've got weaving on the Sunday. So we do a fair few fibre classes, so using the fibre from the animals. And then we have tours. Like we have a tour where you meet the llamas in the mist. We have one where you meet the alpacas, it's breakfast with the alpacas. We have one with the donkeys, which is called Donkey's Delight. We have one with the miniature cattle, which is called Conversations with Cows. And then on top of that, we have Llama Experience, which is taking a llama for a walk. So they go for an hour walk. So we have all those coming up. We've got something coming up for Father's Day as well, a bit of a special deal where you bring your dad. So that's on the website as well. But people, it's lovely watching people here because they come with, you know, like little kids coming up to Christmas time. Some of them are very excitable and most of them are just really pleased to be here. And then by the time they get back, I reckon their faces are probably sore from all the grinning they've been doing. And most of them say, do you think I could fit one in the car? And I always say, well, we check the cars before they leave because everybody wants to take their llama home.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
They do want to take the llamas home. They want to take the donkey foals home too.
Yeah, well, it's hard not to be happy around them.
It is very hard not to be happy around them. And they're very interesting animals to be around. And they're so different from what people are used to. You know, people are used to sheep and cows and horses. And, I mean, townies generally aren't even used to that. But even farm people aren't used to alpacas, llamas, donkeys and miniature cattle. They're just not used to that. So introducing those things is really good. And I like doing that because I think it promotes the breed. And I like making people from towns have some connection to the country and connection to livestock.
Yeah, definitely. It is a great connection. And thank you so much for coming on the show with us.
You're very welcome. Thank you.